Diplomatic Innovation Prevents War. Political scientist Dr. Manuel Froelich of Vienna University researches the political ethic of the father of the Blue Helmets. The Blue Helmets are the peacekeeping forces of the United Nations. The international troops, which provide for order in the crisis regions of the world, affect our idea of the World Organization's activities. There is, however, no reference to this important instrument of the United Nations in the UN Charter. The Blue Helmets owe their existence to a diplomatic innovation of Dag Hammarskjöld, Dr. Manuel Froelich reports. The political scientist from Friedrich Schiller University in Jena researched the actions of the second Secretary General of the UN after its establishment in 1945 and quasi-father of the Blue Helmets. The results have been recently published in the book Dag Hammarskjöld and the United Nations, The Political Ethic of the UN Secretary General. The invention of the Blue Helmets and their first mission in the diffusion of the Suez Crisis in 1956 is one of Hammarskjöld's greatest achievements, Froelich says. The crisis situation from almost 50 years ago reminds one of today's debate over Iraq. A coalition of the willing decided to put a stop to Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser. The diplomatic means were considered to be exhausted. Military intervention was to bring about a regime change and secure the stability in the region. The USA, France, and Great Britain were, however, divided over the goal and method of the secret action, to the extent that the conflict threatened the solidarity of NATO. The Security Council was paralyzed, and the future of the United Nations was at stake. Last but not least, the massive military presence of the intervening powers in the region and the inadequate capitulation of the Egyptians heightened the conflict. Similar to today, according to Froelich, everything appeared to lead to an unavoidable military action. After an Israeli attack, the British and French intervention troops were to separate the Egyptian and Israeli forces. The political innovation of Hammarskjöld consisted of an international peacekeeping force in the place of the purely British and French troops. Within a few days, the troops were organized with the support of many states, including the United States, and formulated their mandate. No one expected such quick actions from the UN, let alone from the Secretary General. When he took office in 1953, the Swedish financial and business expert was considered a technocrat, to whom great visions were not attributed. The UN itself was a young organization, which hardly played a role in the East-West conflict because of its claim of impartiality. The world was therefore stunned when the so-called technocrat redefined the role of the World Organization. In his research of the partly strictly confidential files and in the study of the Swedes' private notes and correspondence, Manuel Froelich concentrated on the ethics on which Hammarskjöld's actions were based. Hammarskjöld oriented himself on Martin Buber's dialogue philosophy or on Martin Schweitzer's cultural philosophy and developed his own political ethic in his mystically influenced journal. This political ethic, according to Froelich, was translated into concrete politics by the diplomat Hammarskjöld. The political scientist from Jena documented in his book the formulation of the moral principles for impartial intervention on the one side, and, exemplified by the Blue Helmets, the amazing practical transfer on the other. Hammarskjöld's successor as Secretary General, Kofi Annan, explains the guiding principle of every Secretary General's actions as the question, what would Hammarskjöld have done in this situation? complying with Security Council resolutions and the UN Charter, as well as the prevention of violence, have proved themselves to be challenging parts of an equation that will always need to be solved. Read by Anne Milholland.